Breakfast. BBC
Radio York. All this week on BBC Radio York, we're looking at the issues surrounding homelessness and asking what can be done to make a difference where we live. Now, something that really caught my attention yesterday was one of the things that Nathan mentioned in the news. It was from the charity Shelter, which says there are more than 4,200 people currently sleeping rough in Yorkshire and the Humber. It's a phenomenal amount, isn't it? It's quite shocking. Well, there is some good news actually to share. It's something I hinted at yesterday, because lots of work's been done to help. One of the things that's hoped will help make a real difference is some new technology which is being piloted in New York, and it could even save people's lives. This is amazing, this. They're called nap pads. So think of something like a shipping container converted into several smaller pods. Now, there's somewhere that you can sleep, you can have a wash, and you really, the really clever bit, this is brilliant, it monitors your breathing. So if there's a detection of someone stopping breathing, it could actually save somebody's life. Well, BBC Radio York's Louise Fuster has been to find out more.
I'm at an undisclosed location, somewhere in the city of York. In front of me, I can see an insulated steel unit. It's split into four pads, and in each pad is a self-contained accommodation unit. Let's go in. There's a very heavy door, and right in front of me is a bed. I can see a toilet with a sink on top. There's a mirror as well, and above the bed is a small window, and there's a blind on it. And it's really warm in here. The skirting boards have central heating. I'm joined by Stephen. Now, Stephen was a former rough sleeper on the streets of York. What do you make of this?
I think they're absolutely brilliant. Like you say, it's warm. I feel safe with dawn.
You can't hear anything outside, it's quite...
Yeah, when I was on streets, that's where I always wanted to be by myself, because I was paranoid about being around people, so these are ideal.
Just tell me a bit about your story and how you ended up on the streets.
I split with my girlfriend and I lost my job, lost my house, ended up coming back to York, had an injury and got out of hospital with a cage around my leg, and I didn't feel safe, with the cage around my leg, so I was just by myself in a one-man tent. Something like this would have been ideal for me. So I didn't want to be around people, and these are really warm.
Is this something that you wish that they had done sooner for you?
I can think of numerous people who have used this. I know they will feel safe in here, and there is a lot of people who get paranoid through drugs. It's lovely in here, I don't want to go back out.
So it gets the big thumbs up from Stephen?
Yes, it does, yeah. Big thumbs up.
Well, let's head outside. So we're in accommodation number three. Charlie's from the Salvation Army here in York. You're the service manager.
That's
just
right.
Been in one of the units, and Stephen's giving it a big thumbs up.
How? I'll go back in number one.
Yeah, you can go back in. How much is this really going to help those on the streets?
Well, it's a pilot scheme between the Salvation Army and Prototech, but we're just hoping that it's going to help people that are entrenched, that won't come in. It's the first run of the ladder, to be fair. And what we've done is we haven't just thought, right, we're going to buy this nap pad. We've gone out, we're the people that go out and do street walks. So we've gone out and asked these clients that are staying on the streets, why won't you come in, what do you need, what can we do for you? And a lot of them say that we just wanted a safe place for our dignity, somewhere to store our belongings and just be safe. We didn't matter how big it is, and we've got washing facilities and somewhere to store our stuff and put our head down.
How soon can you get this up and running?
We're hoping by the end of this week. The sooner the better, because the feedback's been great.
And the key thing is that their breathing's monitored, which is what makes this unique. How much is that going to benefit those that are rough sleepers?
Well, it's a massive impact. I mean, we've had a lot of people going over in due to drugs, it's had health issues. So this is a massive, massive plus. You know, it monitors if somebody's just got sleep apnea or snoring, it'll monitor that, and then if somebody actually does go over, then it triggers an emergency.
Can you see more of these coming online?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I think it's, like I say, it's a pilot, but I'd love to see a lot more of these, and I do think we are. I mean, we've had mental health input, and I think it's ideal for some of the people who are in psychosis or mental health. I think it's a great space for them for safety. So yeah, I'm hoping it'll tick every box for every agency.
Louise Fuster there reporting. More on this throughout the programme. These new sleeping pods are about to go into use. There's more about them on our Facebook page, and we've got little videos so you can see what they look like and hear about the differences, hope that they're going to make to people's lives. Just go to Facebook, look for Radio York on Facebook. And as Louise was describing, and it's a great video, it's a little tour of this pod, she was describing the loo with the sink on top. And it is, if you think of the loo system, the actual sink goes into the system. I mean, it's a sealed, obviously a sealed sink, but it's integrated basically into the lavatory system. It's so clever. And as she says, you know, the central heating pumps out from the skirting boards. It's absolutely brilliant. On our Facebook page, it's got a bit crazy actually. There's been so much reaction to these sleeping pots. I'll just give you a little flavour. What a wonderful idea for these people. I hope it's a success and that more homeless people can get a safe place to sleep off the street. Well done to Salvation Army. Another little one here. How lovely, what a wonderful idea. We all really need to start looking out for one another and helping people. I hope it works out okay, and then we can have hundreds, if not thousands more around the country. Then the vulnerable souls can have somewhere safe to stay and sleep. I mean, it's just amazing. This is a great idea, a brilliant idea. Really hope it is successful. This is brilliant. Well done, the Sally Army. I mean, loads and loads of comments. Please do go to our Facebook page. Just search for Radio York on Facebook and you'll get the general gist of it, and you get a little guided tour as well. You're listening to Georgie at Breakfast on BBC Radio York.